For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California has left 12 people dead and many more injured during a country music college night at a nightclub called Borderline. The gunman stormed in with a .45 caliber Glock handgun with an illegal ammunition clip. He first shot the security guard, then threw smoke bombs inside and opened fire, shooting at random. California Governor-elect Gavin Newsom says Sergeant Ron Helas, who died during the shooting trying to save people, was a hero. Texas Senator John Cornyn says more needs to be done to prevent weapons from getting into the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
We need to make sure that people with a history of mental illness cannot purchase firearms.
Some of the country music lovers who survived this mass shooting also survived the mass shooting at a country music concert in Las Vegas a year ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Democrats have called for Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker to recuse himself from overseeing the Mueller-Russia probe, calling him a Republican loyalist who's been openly critical of the special counsel's authority. Politico's Darren Samuelson says Whitaker has no plans to step aside.
They said that they've looked at this, and even though that there are some conflicts in what Matt Whitaker has said previously about the Russia investigation prior to his joining the Justice Department, he also has some close ties to one of the key witnesses in the investigation. They say he's going to continue to oversee it.
Not far from the car fire in Redding, a state of emergency has been declared in Butte County as the Camp Fire, just east of Chico, exploded to 1,800 acres in only a few hours. More than 20,000 people have been evacuated in the town of Paradise and the surrounding areas. Another fire in Ventura County has prompted evacuations and also a freeway closure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Stocks are up in marijuana companies after Jeff Sessions resigns as Attorney General. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Shares of Canadian pot company Tilray going up 30% immediately after news that Jeff Sessions was out as the US AG. Stocks in other publicly traded marijuana companies like Canopy Growth and Aurora Cannabis also rising by more than 8%. Sessions had promised he'd roll back Obama-era policies that allowed states to set their own rules when it came to marijuana. The companies were also enjoying a boost because Michigan voters approved a measure legalizing recreational pot on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The parent company of Duncan Hines cake mixes has recalled 2.4 million boxes of the product due to it being linked to an outbreak of salmonella. John Clemens reports.
After the FDA and CDC informed officials at Conrega Brands that Duncan Hines cake mixes could be the source of salmonella in three different states, the recall was issued. I spoke to Dr. Laura Geraltowski, an epidemiologist with the CDC.
Letting people know that consumers should not eat any of this recalled Duncan Hines cake mix or cakes made with them. They should return them to the store for a refund or just go ahead and throw it away.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.